May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Cuke Audio podcast. I'm DC, Poobah of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, preserving the legacy of Shunryu Suzuki and those whose paths cross his, and anything else that comes to mind. And today is anything else that comes to mind. It's Life in Bali, and a special edition, a Valentine edition, dedicated to my lovely, wonderful wife, Katrinka. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable and free from economic hardship and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of do as little harm as possible. So, today's Valentine's, you know. And I was going to have Nyoman deliver some flowers to Katrinka, but there's this flower store near here. So I walked over there. It's sort of high quality. It's owned by a woman who's what we call a gado gado. Gado gado is, means mixed. I really don't know what the words mean. Gado gado is a dish you order here. It's everywhere. You can get it almost any local restaurant, or it's very common. It's just a mix of things. It's a bit they'll have tofu and tempeh and frequently a hard-boiled egg cut in two and peanut sauce and not always, but frequently rice and sometimes lettuce and I don't know, different stuff. Anyway, that's what we know a number of young people who are the offspring of mixed marriages of an Indonesian, usually a Balinese, not always a Balinese, and frequently Australian or some other Bule or white foreigner. Bule sort of means a white foreigner, but I don't know, they might call the Chinese Bule. I don't know if they do. I should ask, but I'd have to ask different people because I bet different people would use it in different ways. Anyway, so I walked over there, and it's a very nice store, and the price of roses had about doubled. I mean, it had doubled for her, too, the woman who owns it, Samantha. She was really nice. I thought she was Indonesian at first, so I was speaking Indonesian to her, and she was nice and spoke it back, but then she spoke English, and I went, ooh. That's native speaker English. Although she did make sure what a dozen meant, which was interesting. But she grew up here. So wanted a dozen roses. Well, she had different types. She had imported. She had some, I got just the regular old local ones. And then I got two. They were red and with sort of dark places. And she had some that were just bright red. And they were almost three times as much as just the regular local ones. And I did not get them. But I did get two that were yellow that were really nice. So there were 10 red ones and two of the yellow, and with greenery around. And they delivered it this morning at 10 o'clock, like they said. And I was there and brought it into Katrinka. And she liked it. Yeah. And the woman there, not Samantha, but a woman with her was, you know, it's the little things they like. And I said, she said, what do you want? Do you want me to write a card or do you want to write it or what? I said, oh, you write it. I really am. I don't write very well. And so what do you want to say? I said, be my Valentine. She went, oh, she's so lucky. she was young. So Katrinka got the flowers, and she gave me, you know, a voucher for a manicure, pedicure, and massage at Penny Winnie, which is a really nice place. About 15-minute walk from here, 20 minutes. Yeah, very nice. And they're all wearing masks and everything, very clean. You know, I get a manicure and a pedicure following orders from Katrinka, so I don't scratch her. And just because she says to do it. And no, I wouldn't do it in America. It's too expensive. But it's nice here. Oh, it's so nice. So somewhat that's for her, though. And then the flowers for her are also for me because I appreciate them, too. I would say at least a little tiny bit as much as she does. She used to have a flower business. Sunday is a day that I don't go to church. So I do it on purpose. I don't sit. And although, you know, it's hard for me not to practice meditation and the things I do and stuff, but I don't have the formal sitting. So I came upstairs and, I came upstairs and Katrinka thought I was just going to be working on the audiobook, which is what I'm obsessed with now, because it's very slow going and tedious to get the Crooked Cucumber audiobook, trying to get it finalized. We have plans to go down to the beach. High tide's at 12 and swimming here in the ocean there, inside the reef. Best to do it within a couple of hours, or if it's a higher tide, within 3 hours of the high tide. Because if it's a low, low tide, I mean, if it gets low enough, you can just walk across to the reef a couple hundred yards. But so the high tide was right like at noon. So, you know, we're going to go down there about 2. And then we'll come back here and we'll go to, there's an Italian restaurant nearby this special day. Very nearby. It's very nice. And we've had some food delivered from there, and they deliver it in these beautiful plates. I don't think they do that for anybody. We've gotten to know the owners. And, you know, there's not a lot of business now. It's Italian. Very nice. And I think he had an Italian restaurant in New York. But anyway, they have a special thing going on with drinks and free hors d'oeuvres. Well, we don't drink, so we'll just go make a deal with them. Look, we'll get mocktails, you know. and, you know, just everything they make is, like, really good. We'll do that. And but I told Katrinka, you know, once I started these podcasts, you know, I haven't been able to write a song or anything, you know. And I'm working on the podcast, on the Crooked Cucumber audiobook and second edition and another book. There's no room to write songs. I can't. I don't want to. You know, I don't want to pick up a guitar. I don't do it that much anyway. I only do it once every few months anyway. You know, Katrinka's birthday passed, and I told her I'd written her a song every birthday for a long time, or something. If I didn't feel like writing a song, I'd do something, or something close to a song, or a collage of sounds, or something. But I didn't do it. I'm sure I did something. I can't remember what. But I said same thing. I can't do a Valentine's song because I've written her a Valentine's song every Valentine's for a long time. And so then she knew I was coming upstairs, you know, really early this morning, like 6, to work on the audiobook. I checked my email and I did Facebook, and that took a little while. And then I wrote a song. told her I couldn't do it. But I thought, I better write a song. It's something, you know? So that song is going to play now. It's entitled The 14th. So that's it. That's going to be the whole podcast, because the rest of the day is for Katrinka and me. Okay, here we go. It's the 14th day of the second month of the 21st year, and me and my hon, I got a recipe that'll get done regardless of the weather.
It's rainy season.
And we will give each other the time of day, a day that is for lovers to pass away now in the still will. Wrap around the sideways and the upside down, no matter what is square or round, we're gonna be together.
Yes, indeed.
And we will give each other a glancing pass, a day that is for lovers to bake and bask, and we will play in the waves that come, the waves that come our way on the 14th day of the second month in the 21st year of the great undone. We'll unwrap what was won in this endeavor.
Save the ribbon.
Open the box that has the hearts we gave each other, though we are not divided into parts. Mystery in the art of ever.
Got me.
And we will give each other a day that is for lovers. And we will give each other a day that is for lovers. And we will give each other a day that is for lovers. Okay, so that's the 14th day. A Valentine's song for Katrinka. If you want to read the words, I made a page for it on diffusermusic.com, diffusermusic.com. That's my music site. And if you go there on the homepage, it'll say, you know, like, what's new? And it'll have the 14th day, and it'll go to it. And it's song number 1,119 of the songs that weren't lost and thrown out and stuff. Anyway, this has been a Cuke Audio Podcast, a special Life in Bali edition dedicated to dear, lovely, wonderful Katrinka. she's sort of like a keel that helps keep Cuke Archives running without, you know, falling over to the right side or to the left side. It keeps it sort of like steady in the water. That's her position. And she's a good cook. And she's cute. And she's got really good character. And she didn't have a lot of issues, you know. We don't have a lot of drama. But that helps. It helps to be older. But she told me she was walking with a friend on the walkway by the beach. We got this long walkway. It goes like 5 kilometers. It's a brick up above the beach. And, she was going to yoga. So she and her friend were on the main walkway, and they got to the little pathway going into the yoga place, and a guy on a bicycle came up, and he stopped. He said, "Ladies first." And they went, "Oh, thank you." And then Katrinka turned to him and said, "Thank God you're not in America. You might get your head chewed off for saying that." It depends on who. Now, don't get me wrong. We do love America. But, you know, we're critical of ourselves, too. Just not too much. So, I'm D.C. Puba of Cuke Archives and Cuke Audio. We're coming to you from Sleepy Sonora with Doggett Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and I've already told you, Katrinka's here. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.
A day that is for lovers. A day that is for lovers. A day that is for lovers.